Big Beautiful Balling, Hollywood Celebrities Mourn on Independence Day as Trump Racks Up Wins. By Jerome Hudson on July 6, 2025. A throng of Hollywood celebrities, including Academy Award-winning director Lee Daniels, Law & Order, organized crime star Chris Maloney, and actor John Leguizamo, many of them multimillionaires made rich and famous thanks to the blessings afforded to them in America, crapped all over the country and sent somber social media sermons to their followers on Independence Day. "I woke up sad this morning and frustrated, as I'm sure many of you must have," Daniels said in an Instagram video, adding that he is not celebrating Independence Day this year because there's nothing to celebrate. "Make America great again" are the four most dangerous words ever to hit America, Daniels continued, adding that they were never great for anybody except for the white man. Maloney posted a meme showing President George Washington holding the U.S. Constitution while standing next to Jesus Christ. "It's like they didn't listen at all," Washington says to Christ, who replies, "Bro, same." Leguizamo, star of Apple TV Plus's latest drama Smoke, posted a video to Instagram, captioning it with "Sad day for America as Latinos have fought in every war America has ever had. 10,000 unknown Latino patriots fought in the American Revolution." He continued, "We are the sons and daughters of the American Revolution, and thousands of Latino immigrants are in detention centers as we celebrate," conflating the illegal immigrants being arrested and detained with, as he said, "innocent mothers, fathers, sons and daughters whose only crime was looking for a better life while being Latino." Two and a Half Men star John Cryer's post included a photo of him with a massive flag behind him, which read, "No kings in America. Have a joyful Independence Day, you all. Do it despite the president and the Republicans who are trying so hard to damage our nation. We will rebuild. Hashtag no kings." Image or embed. John Cryer, at mirjohncryer.bisky.social. July 4, 2025 at 3:02 p.m. Actress-comedian Rosie O'Donnell, who fled the U.S. for Ireland after the election, posted a black-and-white video in which she captioned Rosie O'Donnell posts anti-Trump 4th July message saying, "It's a sad day in American history." She also posted a message on Instagram after the U.S. House passed the One Big Beautiful Bill. "So the bill passes, and democracy dies," O'Donnell said of the tax cuts and immigration enforcement measure. "This year it feels more like the farce of July," Star Wars star Mark Hamill said on Blue Sky. "This year it feels more like the farce of July." Image or embed. Mark Hamill, at markhamillofficial.bisky.social. July 4, 2025 at 2:16 p.m. Actor-comedian Michael Ian Black promoted an article and compared America to the dystopian hellscape of the movie Mad Max. "I'm sour on my nation because the nation has soured on itself. As a people, we've decided to dissolve the uneasy bonds of comedy between us. Rather than writing a peaceful sequel to the bloody 20th century, America began work on the prequel to Mad Max." michaelianblack.substack.com/p/iwillnot. Image or embed. Michael Ian Black, at michaelianblack.bisky.social. July 4, 2025 at 12:03 p.m. Actor-comedian Patton Oswalt wished his followers a happy most ironic Independence Day in American history. RuPaul's Drag Race alum Patagonia posted a video saying, "Fuck Donald Trump. Genuine question, do you think America deserves a birthday today?" the drag performer said in the clip. Jerome Hudson is Breitbart News entertainment editor and author of the book 50 Things They Don't Want You to Know About Trump. Order your copy today. Follow Jerome Hudson on Twitter and Instagram at Jerome E. Hudson.